This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What a beautiful day again. Beautiful sunny day in the Douglas Shire. What a perfect one.
Oh, look, it's absolutely stunning and gorgeous. Yeah. Mm.
Now, I want to start with this. I know council is investigating the illegal poisoning of three rosewood trees in Warner Street. Now, the person concerned cut into the roots of the tree, injected poison into the tree, into the trees. And as I said to to listeners the other day, you know, a tree is a living thing, and I just find this deplorable behaviour for somebody to inject poison into these trees.
Look, yes, I couldn't agree more. We are absolutely disgusted with this. This is such a premeditated and deliberate attempt to destroy those trees. And this is, of course, after quite an extensive process and consultation with the community, that together council and the community, we came up with a solution that everyone was happy with. And so for some vandal to come along and do this is a real slap in the face. And we are investigating and we will prosecute if we can. But I'm also calling on anyone who may have information to contact council, because it is an offence under our local laws, of course, to damage or interfere with vegetation on council-controlled land, and there are significant penalties.
I'll tell you what, I would back you 100% because I think they're cowards. I think they're absolute cowards to do this. It's just awful. Now, council is on the lookout for staff to operate the 50-metre Mossman pool because the current operators are departing early. Can we ask why they have departed early and left you in that situation?
It's a personal decision on behalf of those operators. They have left earlier than their contract deemed. It was due to expire fairly soon, I understand. And so after 14 years of managing that site, they've left. But we, of course, want to make sure that the caravan park continues to operate and also the pool. We have some works that we have to do, and so we will have to close the pool. We anticipate up to about 8 weeks, but we're working very closely with a number of schools and different events that have pre-booked the pool right up until really the last few days. We weren't aware that the operators were going to leave so soon, but we've moved into action really quickly, and we will be operating the pool when it's safe to do so.
So the reason they're leaving is of a personal nature in their family, so to speak.
Look, I don't know the specifics, Paul, but certainly I understand it's a personal situation.
Sure, yeah. Sure. A proposed operational model. Now, this is incredibly serious and an amazing situation. A proposed operational model for crisis accommodation in Douglas Shire that helps women and children rebuild their lives after escaping domestic violence will be used to advocate for state and federal funding. Now, Julia, this is worth looking at because the Queensland Police stats on this for 2018-19. Now, 72 domestic violence order applications were made in Mossman, 23 in Port Douglas during that financial year. These orders were contravened 87 times. Now, that's an increase of more than 14% on the previous 12-month period. I mean, we really do need to act to save the victims, women and children in our Douglas Shire on this.
We've been working on this for quite some years now. We follow these police statistics very closely, and that's why we had this council resolution, a new one, just last Tuesday, because we've come up with a proposal and we really want to advocate very strongly to the state and federal government for support, because those statistics that you just read out are really devastating and they're increasing. And what is even worse is that the most vulnerable women and children, because we don't have a dedicated crisis accommodation. They're forced to leave the Shire. And that means that they're forced to leave their support networks, their friends, the kids may have to leave the schools. And so we really believe that it's time that we had this type of dedicated facility. And so if people are interested, they can go to our council website, have a look at the report, have a look at the model. And I'm really hopeful that we can. Once we've sort of got these council resolutions and some information, then I will go again to the relevant ministers. Guy Farmer is a state minister. It generally is much more of a state issue, but I do know that prior to the last federal election, I know there was an announcement of some additional funding for domestic and family violence.
One thing
I'm hoping that we may be able to tap into that as well.
Yeah, I'm really glad, Julia, that you haven't sugarcoated this, because it's a topic that can't be sugarcoated. We've really got to, you know, pull the carpet up and have a look at it. And what we see underneath is not very nice. And these men that perpetrate these on women and children, once again, you're talking cowards. You're talking absolute cowards. And anything we can do for these children and for the mums, then we must do it.
Yes, absolutely. And this model that we've proposed, we've worked closely with the police, our local police, and also community service organisations. So we've got a very strong support from all the community groups that actually work closely with people, very sadly, that are in this situation.
Talking with Douglas Shire Mayor Julia Loy, as we do on a Monday morning around 8 o'clock. And look, I've got a text from a listener, JC, John Carney, and he says, good morning, Paul. Any chance you could ask Julia for an update? Recommencement for building the viewing platform at the Mowbray River. Tourists continue to walk onto the bridge, ignoring the restriction sign. Now, I've seen this myself, Julia, so is there an update on that?
What I do know is that there is a tender out to construct that particular viewing platform, which is all part of the Wangetti Trail. I can't quite recall what the closing date of that tender is, but hopefully fairly soon after that, they'll make an assessment, and then we actually can have some certainty about when that viewing platform will be underway. It's quite a critical part of that first stage of the Wangetti Trail from Port Douglas to Mowbray, and we're really looking forward to it being completed. In terms of the issue of people, inappropriately, of course, wandering around, it's a main road, it's very dangerous. Many years ago, when I was a councillor with CRC, I worked with the main roads to get the sign that you do see at the moment. I think possibly we need increased signage, and also very happy to contact main roads, because perhaps what they need to do is do some sort of blitz. It would be absolutely tragic if someone did get hurt. I also would like to encourage locals. Locals should know better. Often what happens is tourists, they see some cars there and then they stop, and perhaps they've already heard that there's a chance to see crocs. And there's so many other ways in Douglas Shire to see crocs. We have fantastic croc spotting tours, certainly along the Daintree River. It's a wonderful experience, and I certainly encourage people to take advantage of that.
And Hartley's, of course, have got a good viewing area there for crocs as well.
Yes. By that time, you probably passed the Hartley's, but you could also catch them on the way home.
That's correct. And when I saw them, and of course, kids get excited when they jump out of cars, and then they run across that bridge. And when I went past there, I was kind of noticing that the kids were out of the car. They were going across the bridge there with the parents chasing them, saying slow down, and here's cars going past at 100 k's an hour. So anything that could be done, and we appreciate the fact that you'd call main roads. Now I'm really interested in this. I want more information. A huge art event will highlight the region's environmental significance when it takes place next month. Now it's called the Call of the Running Tide. Tell us about that.
Look, this is going to be really sensational. It involves many, many artists and lots of different art installations. It's also got funding from Douglas Shire Council through our major events, and also through our Regional Arts Development Fund, to the individual artists that are part of this sensational event. And so I know that they're calling on volunteers at the moment as well. It's going to take place, I think it starts on September the 20th. And I know there's going to also be, I think, an opening sort of launch on the 19th, on Friday, at the Sugar Wharf, from memory. And so it really is going to be spectacular. It's some really dedicated artists in the Douglas Shire that have been working together with Jill Chisholm, who is also a fantastic and renowned public artist. She's done a lot of work, not just in the Douglas area, but also in other parts of Australia as well. So we're really fortunate to have these really skilled professional artists who are going to wow us, I know. So I know in the coming weeks we'll find out more about it. And, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Mm. Now, contractors have started replacing the roof at the old Craigley Reservoir as part of improving its quality and performance.
Look, yes, we've had a project to replace the roof of Craigley Reservoir. As you know, we've got a brand new reservoir as well, which is fantastic, of course, for our future water security in times when we really need it. We also wanted to make the Craigley Reservoir so that it can actually be a really good backup when we need it as well. So it's important that we have worked on getting this roof repair. So we're going to start that very shortly. It's all been part of our budget. So and we're also got to do the interior surface as well and some other improvements. So the total is a $2.6 million budget. So it's very, very important. As you know, water security, being able to provide water for locals, tourists, and also cater to future growth is quite a long-standing project for this council.
Now, Mayor Julia Loy, the Mossman Gorge, it's always been a little bit of a dead spot in there, and I understand three new radio towers are going to be built at the Mossman Gorge, and that's I take it that's to improve communication and visitor safety as well, because if something happens there, you need to get the message out. So three new radio towers there.
Yes, council approved these just last Tuesday at our meeting. And we certainly understand and very much hope that, of course, it will improve communications and visitor safety. Very sadly, you probably are aware, we've had some deaths, unfortunately, at the Mossman Gorge over the years. We've also have had some fantastic rescues by locals as well from people who have been caught out when they've been swimming. Certainly they're sometimes not aware that in times when it may look like it's sort of a really nice day, they may not be aware that there's a huge amount of movement and rain from some of the water courses further up. And so, and as you well know from living here now, I think for nearly a year, Paul, the weather can change really quickly, and certainly in the wet season we can go to, you know, quite horrendous weather. And so sometimes when people have been up at the Gorge, they've got in trouble, and so it's really important that they have better communication. So of course council is really happy to work on that application with them, and we approved that last Tuesday.
Fantastic. And of course we'll remember you mentioned about people being rescued. We had Port Douglas, the young footballer Daniel Young saved a young boy at Mossman Gorge. He was a hero.
Absolutely, and that's only the most recent one. I know individuals, I know members of the Indigenous community as well have saved tourists on a number of occasions.
All right, well, hopefully that'll make it better. All right, have a great day, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Julie?
Okay, you too, Paul. Thank you.
Bye. Julia Loy, our Mayor, here on FabFM every Monday at 8 a.m.